Previously on New Crits on the Block.
Me and the rest of the gods have decided to leave this realm. I will not just leave you and not give a one last helping hand.
So with all of you kind of going through these time phases that never existed but happened at the same time, you all warp back into reality as you all like kind of land onto grass as you look up and Ulrich Brightwater is standing in front of you.
Well, seems like we killed a Titan today.
Leland is standing behind you, Catan, as he asks the whereabouts of his sister. How do you respond?
I tell him the truth, so I don't have to make a deception check. And what I say is, she's on her way here.
So you were able to rid her of Glace?
I'm not entirely sure how to answer that. A lot has happened and this situation is complicated.
The worst answer.
Yes, no, I don't know. I meant to lie to you, but I'm not very good at it.
What? We'll finish this and then I have questions for you.
Good time. I'm sure you do.
Lorelai sees everyone's fighting as she kind of runs towards the party, towards Boral, Leaf, and Awen, as she stops in front of you guys, very short on breath.
Oh God, I think I might take Catan up on his offer. Is it cool if I go and take a few minutes to myself?
Oh, I mean, I guess if you want to be a quitter, sure, go ahead.
No, he doesn't mean that. Just go sit down.
Yes, I was kidding. Gotcha.
Wow, still haven't changed. Okay.
What? No, do you expect me to?
Some would have hope.
Well, let me ask
but
you
that's,
this.
That's for a different time. What?
Well, would you have wanted me to change? Because that's a reflective question for you, Lorelai. Why don't you think about that while you're taking a breather, huh? We'll handle it from here,
Catan is dodging blows from both, Catan is dodging physical blows from the monster and questions from a...
And Awen is dodging glancing blows from Lorelai.
And he's saying, somebody help us!
Lorelai kind of retreats back into the side of the mountain where a few of the guards are positioned. And that is her turn. Awen, we are back up to you, my friend.
Yeah, baby.
What crazy things are you going to do this round?
So here's the craziest thing I'm going to do, Jake.
All right.
Because I'm a level 20 ranger now.
Of course. Okay. Very powerful.
So powerful, as shown by my last output of damage.
I know. Just insane.
I'm going to look at this thing with my ranger elven eyes.
Hell yeah.
And I want to know, where do I see some weakness? Do I see like an extra beehole that I could shove an arrow up, you know? Like, is there something a little out of place that I can see that isn't normal?
Question.
On other
two
creatures.
Questions.
Oh,
sorry,
two questions?
Two major
Go ahead.
Questions.
Yeah. Oh, two major first questions.
All,
okay.
First of all, what do your elven eyes see, Awen?
Yes.
And number two, why does it need to be an extra beehole? What's wrong with the first one?
Because the first one, I feel like they would expect it. I feel like the second one, they're like, he can't know about my second beehole, right?
Surprise beehole.
It'd be a little more vulnerable.
I think most situations with your beehole are a surprise.
Yeah, okay. I don't think it doesn't matter.
Like the exhaust port on the Death Star.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
They didn't know they were going to go for that.
Yeah, they were like, well, obviously we're going to defend other stuff, but this surprise little beehole, you know. We'll have some defenses, but not as much as we probably should have.
Is that basically what the exhaust port for the Death Star was? Was that its second surprise beehole?
Yeah, it's a surprise beehole for sure.
Yeah.
You just made me spit my drink out.
So, Jake, I'm looking to do the trench run of the Death Star here, okay?
So we can hit the surprise beehole.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
A lot of good men died for these plans.
Yeah, that's right. What am I rolling here?
Investigation.
Oh, why does that have to be that? Well, at least I have a plus one now.
You got a plus one? It could be perception too. I guess you could say either or. But
what would you rather me roll? Perception or investigation?
Investigation makes more sense.
Okay, and that's a 16 total.
16 total?
15 plus
that's
one.
Not bad.
With that, you can see that in its like fiery, rocky body, there seems to be a few cracks in its like exterior shell that seems like you can exploit that.
So let's call it an extra exhaust port. How about that? Because it's very hot.
Does
and
one
fiery
of those cracks kind of look like a starfish?
Ew. Okay, so I'm shooting two attack. Ooh, that was a good one. Okay. My second one is also good. So what was my first one? 14 plus 14 for a 28.
That's a hit.
And a 10 plus 14 for a 24.
That also hits.
Okay, so what do I get for this, Jake?
That's what I was just thinking about. So there's two options we can go.
Mm-hmm.
There's two options. One, you get advantage on all attacks.
Don't care about that.
Kind of, you don't care about that. Okay. Two is some sort of extra damage. How we do that? I don't know. Necessarily say double damage.
No,
you didn't
no,
roll
no.
that good to find a severe weak.
How point. About like two extra d6s?
I could deal with that.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. So let's roll.
Still going to be ones.
All of this. Oh my God. It's still not great, you guys. Oh boy. Okay. It's better than last time. I got two sixes on the D6s, but then I still rolled twos and ones on my D10s. God. Oh boy. Okay. This is not the best. All right. So I got 24 on my dice rolls plus two sixes from my my damage. So that's 36 plus two. So 38 damage total, Jake.
Better?
Better. Like 50% better than my last time.
Okay. So
thanks to the beehole, baby.
Thanks to the beehole, baby.
Thanks to the beehole, baby.
I thought he said thanks for the beehole, baby.
Thanks for the beehole, that too. Baby. Is that the quote for this one?
Is that thanks so for the beehole, baby?
So it's two D8s before the beehole. Got it.
Thanks for the beehole, baby.
Two D6s for the beehole.
Damn it.
Oh, that
yeah.
doesn't sound as funny.
So there you go, Jake.
Okay.
Take so that all the way up.
You shoot two arrows into its exhaust port.
Yeah, I do.
As man, it hurt. It seems like it hurt it. It seems a little weakened at this point.
Yeah.
As you see it starting to get enraged as the fire starts to pour out of it.
Yeah.
More so out of this new, newly exposed exhaust port that you shot. We then move over to Leland as he goes to hopefully make a little bit more successful attack. Okay, that is a 16. That's not going to hit.
Ugh.
And that is a...
So just not going to fall back. Got it. Okay.
16 plus 8 for 24.
16 plus 8? Yes.
Yeah. If that hits, so he's going to roll damage. Wow, he rolled really bad. That is a 1, a 7, and a 2.
Hooray! All right,
well, so much for whatever you're planning to do to finish up this podcast. Add an extra episode to it because nothing's happening on this one.
And then that is a total of 17 damage. Not really doing much. The monster is not affected by Leland at all. Didn't even notice he got struck. But that exhaust port, he noticed that.
Good.
For sure. Yeah.
Be better.
Leaf, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
Okay. Now that Leaf knows what's going on here, we've got some work to do. She's going to roll her sleeves up again.
Oh, boy. Even more.
Even more.
She's going to rip the sleeves off.
Crack her knuckles. Ooh. I don't think I actually even have sleeves, to be fair.
No, you don't.
I have bracers, but I don't have sleeves. Okay.
I thought you were about to say, I don't even have knuckles.
I don't even have knuckles. Just got limp little fingies. Anyway, I am going to cast Ice Storm.
Oh.
On my little fellow fiery friend. Do I need to read the whole thing? I mean, I've cast it before, but... One at all? You stop doing that with your fingers, by the way. You just quit doing that. Anyway, hail of rock, hard ice, pounce to the ground.
Yes,
I'm also aiming for the beehole.
Right in the exhaust for you.
Honey, slower.
Slower. 20-foot radius.
I just 40-foot
high cylinder.
Pound.
Centered on a butthole you can see within range.
Where was this enthusiasm when you needed to get the butthole?
I know. I don't want to miss up.
She's making up for it now.
Yeah.
Fair.
Each creature in the cylinder must make a dexterity saving throw. A creature takes 2d8 bludgeoning damage and 4d6 cold damage on a failed save, half on a successful one. And it will be difficult terrain until my next turn.
And Leland and I are right next to it.
So make a dex save.
Not going to use the careful spell. She just...
Well, I can use the careful spell. Let's see.
I mean, you don't have to.
I mean, you could, in theory, if you really want to get into the rules of
this,
you just position it so that it's on the edge of
its... Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to position it where it's not going to hit them. I'm not trying to use my careful right away. So
yeah, if no I can... Problem. That is fine. So what do I have to, dex saving throw?
A dex save, please.
That is a 13 plus 1.
That would be a fail.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Getting somewhere.
Cast it. Actually, I'm going to cast it at my higher level because that's a...
Oh, so you're just going to change it once it succeeds.
Well, okay. I didn't say what level I was casting it. I just read the spell. As
okay,
is.
Interesting. Interesting.
At
choice.
Higher levels, you can cast this spell and increase 1d8 for each spot above fourth, which I will do. Ready?
What level are you casting at?
I'm going to cast it at level 7.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lord.
Why not
He's
10?
A big boy. I don't have that. Ugh, so many ones.
Mm, welcome to my world.
So there's a 14.
Total?
For the bludgeoning. And then I need a...
That is one tight beehole.
I'm sorry, you rolled well? Because now, well, I kind of alerted it, you know? So now it's like, ooh!
Yeah, I rolled 2. I rolled a 5, a 2, a 5, a 1, and a 1.
Oof.
So like a really bad roll. Yeah. All right, but then here's my cold damage. 46.
So not a single one of those.
Well, that's okay. This is where you want it big.
Yeah. Is there a way to make D&D Beyond rolled multiple? Or do I just have to roll all of them?
No, you click them multiple times on the bottom left.
Oh.
You just click how many. Yeah, exactly.
Got it. That does not get increased per level, I assume.
What doesn't get increased?
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
The cold damage doesn't get increased per
Does it just say bludgeoning gets
increased? Oh, I think it does.
Does it?
Hold I would on. Assume the entirety it, of the
what
damage.
Is this ice
it
storm?
Only says the d8 ice gets storm. Increased for each level slot. It doesn't say the cold damage does.
This is ice storm?
At higher levels, when you cast the spell using a slot fifth level or higher, the bludgeoning
it's just,
damage
it's
increases.
It's just bludgeoning. Wow, that's really specific.
So, has a 9?
Do you see? So, altogether, that's a 23?
Multiplied?
Oh,
yeah, does the ice damage... Double?
Doesn't the cold damage get doubled?
Oh, the cold damage does get doubled.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Please.
So all you've really done is just freeze off some of its hemorrhoids.
That's okay. Well, More space for some butthole action. Butthole action.
Well, that's why it's been so tight.
Yeah, try to loosen them up.
Plus 14.
It's not very interested with all those hemorrhoids.
We're saying it's now 18 instead of 9.
That was a very bad roll. That should have been a good spell.
That was very bad.
I have more ones on that roll as well. So I'm just getting him out of the way now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, it's the abyssal monster's turn as it
dies.
It just falls over and dies.
Yay, we did it.
It starts to raise its hands up as a ball of fire kind of encompasses its hands as it goes to smash down on to Leland and Catan. That is an 18 plus 10 for 28.
Who's he hit?
Did that hit you? He's hitting you, Catan.
Yeah, that hits. There's nothing I can do to stop it.
As it crashes into the ground, it does 20 points of bludgeoning damage, and then the fire explodes off of its hands, doing an additional...
Oh, it's a good thing it was only 20 points of damage.
24 points of damage for total of 44 damage. I also rolled pretty bad there, too. A few ones and some twos. And then Leland takes the extra 24 points of damage. Actually, he needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Wait, he make a dex save throw, but then I take a hit to my AC. Oh, the explosion.
Yeah, the explosion outside of it. But he can only take the fire damage. And he fails that. So that's another 24 points of damage. Leland is not looking good, but he does not look like he is going to back off of this fight anytime soon.
Well, the good news is if he dies, I don't have to explain to him what happened to his sister.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's how I said when I was like, oh, if Eowyn dies, he doesn't have to ever see Lorelai again and confront that. So I get you.
Terrible people.
All right. Well, that's what we're going for now.
It wasn't what I was trying to do, but you know, here we are.
Sometimes things just play out the way they play out.
So Leland is looking very bloodied and burnt. But the determination in his eyes tells you, Catan, that he is not going to back off of this fight.
You know what, Leland? I think you got this.
Boral, it is your turn. Can I have a perception check from you, Boral?
Okay. Ooh, shit. 19 plus 6, 25.
Ooh. 25. You feel a similar energy through like your kind of communication with fire. Like a magical signature. You know, like everyone has their own like magical essence that you can feel. Kind of, you know, like a leaf can see the colors of each individual. It's kind of that, but you can feel others like attraction, I guess, towards fire, or like their magical pull towards fire. And with a 26, you can tell that this essence is Kerrigan's. And you can feel it getting closer and closer the more this fight goes on. But it is your turn. What would you like to do?
I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt, third level, at the rock lava guy. That's going to be a... not great. So they need to make a dex throw.
Yeah. Okay. That is a 10 plus 1 for a
not gonna do 11. It. So that's 28 damage from that. And then I'm gonna attack with my two rock boys. Sorry, how much was the lightning damage?
28.
Okay.
All right, rock boy number one is going to be a, let's see, 17 plus 8 for 25.
That hits.
And the other one's going to be a 2 plus 8 for 10.
That will not hit.
Yeah, I figured. So that's going to be 2d12 plus 4. Come on, you bugger. It's another 14 damage.
Another 14? Okay.
One of the rock boys.
Nice. You shoot off this lightning bolt as it arcs around Catan and Leland as it just hits dead center into the chest of this abyssal monstrosity. As it starts to take a few steps back, one of the rocks smashes into its face again as the other one kind of just whiffs it, as it kind of just is more just spinning around its head rather than ever actually hitting it. You could see the abyssal monster starts to kind of stagger and almost drops down to one knee. Well, did you want to do anything else?
Nope.
That was okay. I thought that was it. Yeah, because you did action, bonus action. Catan, what would you like to do? It is your turn. You see this abyssal monster starting to stagger backwards after Boral's strikes.
Starting to waver?
Starting to waver. And you can see Leland kind of looks like he's sacrificing his life to continue this fight, even though he doesn't necessarily have to.
Catan bends over and ties his shoe. I guess that's a full action.
Well, does he tie him together too? Because he's such a dum-dum.
Don't know how Greaves laces work. Catan uses the bonus action to put his Hexblade Curse on it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't know anything else. Yeah, he does that. So he uses his bonus action to put a Hexblade Curse on it. And with the first attack roll, he rolls a 16 plus, and with the second one, it's a 16 plus 12, 28.
Yeah.
Second one is a 14 plus, 26. So I think both those hit, right?
Yeah, those both hit.
All right. And he's going to use another, let's see, in this case, I don't want to blow everything because I don't know what's going to happen as this thing goes on. So we'll say, we'll do some first levels. So one, two, plus a sword, plus extra. And that would be, yes, let's do that. Okay, so he uses two first level smites on it because I really don't know what the future holds. I don't want to go through everything I got. All right, so first one. 8, 10, plus 6, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, plus 12, so 34. And the second one, 7, 4, 11, 4, 15, 6, 21, 8, 29, 12, 39, 41. So 41 plus 34 for a total of 75 damage.
Total of 75?
Yes. And, you know, I don't know where exactly that thing's secondary exhaust port is located, but I have a 3-foot sword for it. So that canonically appears a certain way. All right. That's his bonus action and his action.
Yeah. So you run over to it, striking twice at its ankle as you cast your holy smites. As you do your second swing, you cut deep into its heel as its foot like careens to the side and it starts to fall down and it clambers down onto where it's on all fours and it raises one of its hands and plunges it into the earth. As you can see these little
fissures starting to open up around you as fire starts to spit out of them, and then full pillars start to explode out, these tornadoes of flames. Can I have everyone make a dexterity saving throw?
Is this like a legendary thing? Because I don't think it's its turn.
No, it is not its turn. It's a lair action.
Okay, it's a lair action. That's I figured. You said dex?
Yeah.
16 plus 11 for 27 for Awen.
That'll pass.
3. Oh, then no, that's it? In anger, threw it on the table and it bounced to a 19.
You don't get to count that.
Yeah, I should just throw my dice angrily. So I don't know, 3 minus 1 plus whatever, I fail. Give Leland a plus 4.
Leaf.
Well, he rolled a crit 20, so he's good.
Nice. Yeah, fine. Leaf also got a nat 20 plus 1.
Nice. So.
Hey.
Flames you, can't
your
get to
face,
me.
Your face looked like you rolled a crit 1.
What? No, I was excited. I was like,
I initially rolled a 7 total, and then I used one of my luck points, and I got a nat 20, so 24.
Yeah, total. Okay, good luck point.
Oh, a lot of 20s. Okay.
Good luck point.
So everyone besides Awen takes, well, sorry, Awen, you take no damage.
Correct.
The other two, Boral and Leaf, take half damage. Catan, you are going to take full damage, and Leland will also take half.
What is the damage?
I am rolling it right now. That is 51 points of damage total.
I sure am glad that you managed to use those luck points so efficiently to protect yourself, Boral, as opposed to keeping my armor from protecting me from fire.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Bad luck.
So that's 25 for Leland.
I'm okay, kind of.
As these pillars of fire are erupting out, everyone kind of dodging out of the way, but still getting singed a bit, except Awen, of course. He just dodges deftly out of the way.
Of course.
Catan just taking the full brunt of one of them right underneath him as he is cooked inside of his plate armor. We go back up to the top of the round with Awen. Awen, what are you doing? You are seeing this thing is almost out for the count.
Almost out? Okay, then I'm just taking 2 more shots at it.
Right in the butthole?
Right. Now that I know that it's there, I'm taking 2 more shots at it, yes. Because I had something else I was going to do, but I'll save that for another thing since this is almost down. That is a nat 20, baby.
Ooh!
And a 17 plus 14 for a 31.
That'll also hit.
Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3 D10s, 1, 2, 3 D6s, 1 D8. There we go. Okay. So 33 damage plus 12 for 45 damage plus 2 for 47 damage total.
Hell yeah. That's that little 20 ranger we're talking about.
There we go. Well, just because I crit.
You shoot 2 of these arrows as they hit into that exhaust port that you've been pounding at.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll let you in eventually.
Broke Jake. Broke him.
So fucking stupid.
Cool. Is it?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Jake, you're the one who elected to run this podcast, this story for this crew. You knew what you were getting ourselves into.
I knew from day one. There was going to be a lot of butt jokes.
I haven't heard that many lately.
No. That was one arc. There's one arc of butt jokes.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
As Catan, unfortunately, as Awen fires his arrows, Catan looks over at him and says, "Stay on target. Stay on target."
I don't get the reference.
Jake doesn't get it because he doesn't know Star Wars.
That's fine. It's not for him.
It's very for us. Good.
It's for us. You're right.
If Jake was cool, it'd be for him, but...
Cool.
I don't really remember.
Cool, yeah. Since that was such a weird inflection. Cool.
I'm still vaguely sick. So. Cool.
You're always vaguely sick.
Yeah. Nowadays, yeah.
You've been your whole life.
Eowyn, how do you want to put this thing down?
Ooh, I want to put it down by just sinking two shafts right up its beehole, baby. Jesus. And can I say that that is force damage as well? Just to just really, really.
Just fletching is deep.
Not bludgeoning?
Really? No, it's force damage.
Oh, God.
Two shafts fletchings deep into its exhaust port.
You hit that exhaust port.
Wait. Two?
Two.
Yeah, he said that two.
I said two.
Two more times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is double penetration.
Hell yeah, it is.
As you see it like grab onto its side, covering the exhaust port, as it starts to pulse with this fire, as it then... So, like, you see its body like recoil and explode out.
Yeah, hey, no. It's fucking hot. Sorry.
You don't want to ask.
Calm down.
Make me. Wait, Jake,
let me just save you some time.
Throw.
Here, wait. Here,
hold wait. On. He has to do a save.
Yeah, it's exploding.
Let me just.
No.
I rolled an 8. So, I highly doubt anything I could do could protect me from this. So we'll say 8 minus 1 equals 7 plus 4 equals 11. Even if you let me use my shield master, that would still only be a 14.
Trash.
So doesn't matter.
It doesn't do it. Leland also fails.
Oh.
So we shall see.
Sorry, guy. Didn't know it was going to explode all over you.
It's only 26 points of damage.
You should have known better when you do two arrows at once.
Well, yeah,
come on.
Arrows. I've never done that
you're
before.
You're going to make it gush lava if you do that. Never done that before.
You know what? I don't think it's done that either.
Yeah, which is why he's just as surprised as you. I'm sorry, I didn't know I did this. You're the first one ever make me do that.
My children are going to listen to this someday.
One day.
Don't let them.
Yeah, I wouldn't let
just
them.
Just tell them to skip this one episode.
or all of Arc 2.
I'm sorry. Listen, I am. Oh, boy.
You haven't made worse jokes, Ben. The side boob on the hag. Come on.
That was fun.
Yeah, we heard that, by the way, Ben.
That was fun. We all heard it now. We all know.
Did you look up the hag?
Well, I looked it up in the beginning, the first place. So I knew.
I didn't look it up.
I knew we were working with over here. You should really look it up.
Which picture? 5e?
Sea hag.
The only 5E. One.
I can't tell you how the other editions hags side boobs look. But
well,
the
there's
5E.
Like a bunch. There's a bunch of pictures
from the manual.
Well, just don't take assume. Johnny Sea Hag.
Really? That's the side boob you're excited about?
It doesn't take much nowadays.
Okay.
Poor Ben.
Oh,
let's look
Benjamin.
Hold on. Let's look up 4E. Oh, it's the same picture.
Well, why fix it if it ain't broke, you know? That's what I always say.
I always say
that.
So Jake, it explodes all over me.
It explodes all over you.
Sorry.
And Leland, as you are forced backwards. Leland is still up, thankfully, as his eyebrows are singed off, though, now. As you both lay on the ground after the explosion pushed you back, Leland rolls and looks to you. Catan. We might die in the next day or two. I need you to tell me the truth. What the fuck happened with my sister?
Hey everyone, it's your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's middle break. Ugh, how is Catan gonna handle this moment? I'm sure deftly. Right? His social skills and social cues are second to none. I'm sure he's going to get through this with no friction and no problem, right? That's the Catan that we all know. Hey, speaking of things that we all know, there are things you can do to help our podcast grow. The first thing, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use, go to that podcatcher. hit the subscribe button, download our episodes, leave us a 5-star review, and write a little synopsis about why you like us so people who come across our podcast think that they might like it too. Also, be sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at New Crits and on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at New Crits on the Block. We always post content there. The best way for you to help us out in that area is share the content to your own posts, your own stories, your own social media profiles. It helps us grow. The only way we're growing right now is through word of mouth. So if you could do that small thing, I promise you it really does go a long way and we'll appreciate it just so very much. One of the ways we like to show our appreciation is we have a Discord channel. Yes, it is a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. You can come in, talk about the show, talk to the cast members, talk to other fans. But if you just want someplace to come in and chill, you can do that too. We got channels for whatever ails ye or whatever you'd like to do in our Discord. It is a safe, inclusive space that we have cultivated over the last few years. And we are so proud about what our family has become there. So if you're not part of that family, what the heck are you waiting for? Now you might be thinking, well, Matt, I want to help you with all these things, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/NewCritsOnTheBlock. We'll get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't even have time to mention, linktr.ee/NewCritsOnTheBlock. It is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode.
Let's see what happens with Catan here. We'll see how he does.
Thank you so much for listening. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this one, and we will see you next week. Until then, be safe out there. Be excellent to each other. We love y'all. Bye-bye.
Let's talk. Jake, over the course of this conversation, can we short rest?
Sure.
Great. We sit down and bandage everyone's wounds, including Lorelai and Leland's.
Yeah, Lorelai would make her way back
after,
over.
After Awen sinks that second arrow and sees the explosion, turns around before he even sees his allies get peppered with molten hot magma and just towards where he saw Lorelai run into the caves. Danger's gone, thanks to, again, your knight in shining armor. You can come out now.
Thank you, Awen. As Lorelai approaches the group again. How'd it go with Philippa?
Catan?
as you all sit around mending wounds, Catan, you have the floor.
We made our way to Glace's temple and found Philippa there. I used the Frostheart blade that was granted to me by the Ice Hunters to what I thought was to push the influence of Glace out of her. However, she promptly stabbed me, and after whisking us away to a totally legal demiplane, she explained to me that Glace has been dead for some time and that she had absorbed her power. Leland, I'm so sorry, but your sister has betrayed the world as she knows it and is now an enemy to all mankind.
You see Leland with his head down, clenching his fist so tight to where it starts to draw blood. And he loosens his grip. Well then, we know what has to
What has to be done then, right? You're telling me there's no other way, right? I'm assuming you all tried everything, right?
We did everything we could. Pulled out all the stops. Broke all the rules. Leland, why don't you go back to the front lines, help the troops, and just let us take care of this? Because you know what we have to do, and you don't want to be there for that. And honestly, I don't want you there for that either.
Leland stands up and starts to pace back and forth. No. I'm sorry, Catan, but I can't do that. I've already left her too many times. Maybe if I was there with her, it would have been different.
She probably would have just killed you.
I don't care.
She intentionally enslaved Emmy, her sister, and forced her to kill people against her will. I am so sorry, but she is not your sister anymore. She is a monster now. We're going to have to rid this planet of her.
Well, then I'll be there.
And do
I'm
what?
Not. I'm not going to leave her alone again, even if that means that I have to help kill her.
I don't want you to do that, and you don't want to do that either.
No, but it has to be done, Catan. This isn't up for discussion. I've been left on the outskirts since all of this began. I have trained day and night to try to be something, be of some help. I've had my friends pass. I've had to do things I'm not very proud of. I am not getting fucking sidelined again. Not when it's my sister. I know I might not be able to talk any sense into her, but that doesn't mean I can't try. And I'm sorry. I know you guys have gone through just as much, maybe more, but I'm not leaving her. I'm going to be there for her, regardless of what that means.
Catan thinks back to when he came home to his destroyed homestead and finding his family slain and wishing he had been there. And he kind of looks away as he thinks this. And then he looks back at Leland and he instinctively uses one of his divine senses on him. Does he detect anything outside of normal Leland?
No, you do not get any of like the kind of evil ping, we'll call it, that you were getting off of.
There's
all
no Titan,
like laces. There's no Titan influence on
influence.
Him.
Okay.
Look, Catan, I understand what you're saying. And I appreciate everything you all have done. I know you guys have lost a lot during this journey, but I'm not going to let you walk down this path alone. I refuse. I'm coming with you. And if that means that I have to help rid the world of my own sister, if she won't hear reason, then that's going to be how it is. Because I can't leave her again. I refuse it.
Then it sounds like you've made up your mind. I won't try to stop you, but I do not advise that you come with us. However, I don't speak for my friends. And I leave the floor up to them.
Leland turns aggressively towards the rest of you. Well,
I mean, I'm in. I don't know why you're looking at me so aggressively. Like, I'm down. I'm in.
Good. Leaf? Boral?
Leaf? Boral?
Yes. We'll help.
Well, I know you'll help.
What?
Are you okay with me coming?
Of course. Of course I am. You might get hit by some of my spells, so just letting you know, FYI. If you're okay coming, then yeah, it's fine. I do need an answer if you're okay with that.
About what?
Getting hit with spells.
I mean, obviously I'd prefer not to.
I can make it so you only take half damage.
Could you just aim your spells in a way that wouldn't hit me?
I know. Well, no, not usually.
No, really, she can't. It's
sometimes, if you're lucky, if the DM allows it, but we don't know.
Okay, I mean, sure. What?
Okay, you can ask Boral now.
Boral?
Leland, I don't agree. But you are your own person. I don't think this is your burden to take on. I understand you wanted to be there. But this is not going to be easy. This is going to, I mean, and Catan's been going through it. I'm sure there's still conflict in him. This is not going to be easy. And you need to realize that. Your sister, that's not your sister, even though when you see her, it's going to look like her. It's going to sound like her. Not your sister. Your sister's gone. But you haven't really had to go through that. I mean, we told you that, but it's going to hit you all at once. As soon as we see her, it's going to hit you all at once.
I have to take it. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell of a time to go through it, though. Just, we'll be there for you.
While you guys are all talking about this, Lorelei sits down next to Eowyn, and she leans over to Eowyn. Eowyn.
Hmm?
I know you're impartial to this. We can't let him go.
What do you mean? He sounds like really sure that he's going to go.
I don't know if you saw how he was just fighting there a moment ago. He is more than willing to throw himself on a spike. I think he's searching for a way out in the worst way possible.
All right, so what am I supposed to do about it?
When the time comes, just follow my lead.
Okay. Is that time coming? Like soon? Like I need to be ready for it. Like what kind of timeline are we talking about here?
Do you remember how we used to sneak past the guards?
Yes.
Back at home?
Mm-hmm.
And she pulls out a bag. And Eowyn, you know this as like a sleeping dust. When everyone gets up to start going up the hill, I just need you to keep one of his arms to his side so that I can dose him.
Okay, I can do that. I'm a level 20 ranger now. I don't know if you know this. I'm very capable with pretty much anything. So, Roger, gotcha.
Jake, can we say that A1's favorite enemy is now...
Leland?
His friends?
No, that's your favorite enemy.
I know.
I should say I do. I should have Catan as a favorite enemy because I think there's been multiple times where I have been taken over and attacked him. So
yes, that is true. That is very true.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I would also like to point out, sorry, that you're using, historically, you've always used sleeping dust on your elven guards, who, as we know, cannot be put to sleep. Magically.
No, they can't be charmed.
Magically.
Yeah.
But maybe they magic, can be potions. Chemically. Yeah, okay, fair enough. As soon as I heard that, I was like, elves don't sleep.
They do sleep just for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. That's why they have this magical dust, dude. You want a good night's sleep? Take a little huff of that.
Yeah, it's like our Ambien.
She's like, okay, well, just be prepared. And look, I know he's probably going to hate us for a while. Well, me, but he can't. You know, there's no way this kid's gonna be able to take this.
Yeah, not a chance.
And we can't. I can't have anything get in the way of what you guys need to do. And right now, he's an obstacle.
You're making me feel a whole lot better about myself right now. So first of all, thank you for that. Second of all right, you're the queen.
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back over to Leland, who's just kind of like angrily yelling at people, even though everyone already agreed. He is still just kind of like, I can take it.
Yes, we've all agreed. I don't know why you're still fighting us on this.
I don't know if you're going to hear that, Matt, but I just let out a mad toot.
That was the train.
A mad toot.
Was it disapprovingly? What did we call it?
No, that was a Leland aggressive fart.
A disgruntled fart?
I can handle it.
Yeah. I can handle it. It's when you're just really angry. Rage farts. Just like, yeah, rage. I've actually just had some rage farts before.
That was just a death rattle from the guy I shot 4 arrows up his beehole. Finally.
Yeah. Finally letting out.
Letting out.
Oh, God.
So Lorelai.
I just thought of the term death queef.
I mean, pretty much.
Oh my God.
The final defiant scream is just a death queef.
Death queef.
That's really bad. I'm going to hell.
If that's all it takes, we are definitely all
for that? Oh no. Yeah. we're in big trouble.
Lorelai kind of stands up. It's like, well, if everyone's ready, well, I guess we should make our way over the bridge.
Yep. I'd use the short rest time to heal up. So I used 14 of my hit dice to put myself back to 1 point below maximum HP. That worked out pretty good. So if anyone else needs to heal up, they can roll their HD and do that. And
yeah,
regain any short rest stuff.
I did mine.
Eowyn intently stares at Lorelai. Every time she moves or says anything, he's looking at her with those eyes like, is it go time? Is it go time? Like he's so like wanting to make sure he gets her quote unquote lead. He's just so dialed in to her every move.
Did anyone else want to do any short rest stuff?
I did a short rest as well. Just for healing. Poibuses.
Sames.
Okay. So you guys start to make your way over to this stone bridge that is kind of leaning over this crevice in the ground, this void. And as you get to the steps of the bridge, Lorelei looks over to Eowyn as you see her like grab onto Leland's right hand, like his wrist, as she pulls him back towards her. Eowyn, what do you want to do?
I am going to go grab his arm and hold it to his side as I was instructed.
You quickly get beside Leland and grab his left arm as Leland like frantically looks at both of you as Lorelei with her right hand reaches into her bag and pulls out this sleeping dust as she dusts it across his face. He starts to have a coughing fit. Can I?
Oh God, he's allergic.
Can I have you make an athletics check with help, Eowyn?
Ooh. So advantage?
Yes.
That's a 19 plus 6 for a 25 and an 11 plus 6 for 17. So 25 total.
Oh, okay. Leland starts to thrash and you grip onto his hand as Lorelei like puts his other arm behind his back as you both are just keeping him still as his eyes frantically scan all of you guys as he... You see panic set over his face. Please, no. Come on, I can.
Please. I'm going, it was Lorelei's idea. It was Lorelei's idea. It was Lorelei's idea. So I'm like shushing him and cradling his head down to the ground.
Go to sleep.
As you start to cradle him down to the ground, Lorelei kind of lets go of one of his wrists as he reaches out towards Catan.
What the hell are you guys doing?
A plan.
What plan?
The plan.
And he passes out on the ground.
What's going on? Why did we do that?
I don't know. I mean, oh, I know.
Why didn't you let me do it?
Because you may have killed him. In fact, they may have killed him. Medicine check.
Make a medicine check.
Is he asleep?
We didn't kill him. No, we didn't kill him. Relax.
What just happened?
He's dead. Well, Lorelei's like, oh shit, I dosed that for an elephant.
Yeah, 16.
16? 16 he's just asleep.
You can hear him snoring. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm making a medicine check. I'm checking to make sure that he's asleep. Or not asleep, or faking it, or dead.
He's asleep.
What was that? What did you use?
Sleeping powder.
Lorelei stands back up. Look, Catan, I know that you guys can handle yourselves, and not to say that you can deal with the stress and the trauma that you guys have had to go through, but there's no way this kid can. I've been with him for quite some time.
Oh no, he was going to be a problem.
Yeah, so this is the answer to that.
I was just going to banish him, but when the fight started, but this is fine. I just wasn't
him to even get there.
Yes, Lorelei and I have been devising this plan. We have both been for a while now, and we felt like it was the best decision to do this together as a team that we've thought long and hard about. So to save him from himself.
Were you whispering, by the way, Eowyn? Were you whispering it's Lorelei's idea in Leland's ear as you were letting him down to the ground?
No. I was singing him an elephant lullaby.
That must have been the death queef that you heard. That's
yes,
something else.
I was just singing him a little elven lullaby.
I'm sorry,
as I was
putting
him
to sleep.
How does that lullaby go?
Huh? Mine?
Like the one you were singing to him.
You remember the one. Go to sleep, little cowboy. It's been a long day. Go to sleep, little cowboy. Rest your head on the hay. Go to sleep, little cowboy.
You have such big dreams. Go to sleep, little cowboy. And fall asleep with me. Do you remember that one?
How long is he going to be asleep for? And what are we going to do with him? We're on a battlefield and now he's asleep.
That was pretty good.
Okay, thank
There's
you.
There's no way I can fight whatever the fuck you guys are going against.
So you're just going to take him away?
Yeah, I'll take him back to camp. We did
what
our
happens
job.
When he wakes up and wants to murder you?
I'll deal with that when the time comes.
I'm sure he'll understand.
We put him to sleep again?
Don't think he will
there you
understand.
Go. You got more of that powder? As soon as he wakes up, just right in his face again.
Just keep sleeping him.
He's going to hate me for some time. I'm okay with that. I'll take the hate. But this kid will be destroyed if he goes there. We all know it.
Can you at least tie him up or something? I'm just worried that he seems, all things aside, capable. I'm worried that if he were to become dead set on getting back here.
Yeah, well, I'll have Ulrich help me. We'll make sure he stays put. And hey, all of you?
Yes.
Thank you. I know you guys had a lot to deal with, but I didn't know how much longer we could hold out against this thing.
I'm sure you would have been fine. We showed up just to finish him off.
Yeah, we barely touched him.
I feel that
despite our efforts, we barely touched him.
This is not a question of who has been most useful, but rather whether or not we as a united front are capable of succeeding. You're everyone's, as he glances down the mountain at the battlefield below them. Everyone's efforts. We are all fighting for the same thing. And he looks at Leland. And we all have our own battles to contend with. Safe journeys down the mountain.
Safe journeys up the mountain.
I recommend a double slip knot. Might be a little harder to wriggle out of.
Will do, Catan.
I don't know anything about knots. Don't at me.
She wraps Leland in like a trench coat kind of thing and starts to like drag him towards where the rest of the knights and guards are. As you can see them kind of put him onto like a gurney and help her start to carry him down the mountain. As you turn back towards the bridge, the mountaintop erupts again as you see giant lavic rocks flying out of the top of the mountain, crashing into the ground around you. And Boril, you look up into the sky as you see someone rapidly flying down. And in just a matter of seconds, a crash happens about 100 feet on the other side of the bridge. And fire erupts around it, this pillar of flame rising higher and higher as it gets to 30, 40, 50 feet high. And then vanishes. And you see one lone man stand up, a burn mark on his face, black robes inlaid with red. He kind of shuffles his clothes a little bit to get the little bit of dirt and soot off of them. Well, we finally actually meet in person. And you see Kerrigan standing in front of you.
Oh.
Oh.
Matt just left.
Matt's just like, I'm done.
Had somewhere he had to be, I guess.
Okay, there he... Oh, there he is. He's back.
Make a stealth check.
What happened? You got so excited, you just clicked away? Okay, I'm hitting stop.